to Retire Rich today with Mark and Clint Cadell. 801-839-4939. That's our number. 801-839-4939. Also online, retirerichtoday.com. So December has historically been a big month for new movies to come out. 25 years ago, we first heard this quotable gem.
What do you think the chances are of a guy like you and a girl like me ending up together?
Not good.
You mean not good like 1 out of 100?
I'd say more like 1 out of 1,000,000.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
He's an optimist.
I love his optimism. That's what I was going to say. Jim Carrey.
There's a chance.
Listen, you gotta take what you can get, right? Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber. No matter what you thought of the movie personally, it went on to earn $247 million when it was in the movie theaters. And I find them both very endearing and lovable characters, in my personal opinion. But as long as we're on this subject, and despite our best efforts, I think it's important for us to kind of come to the realization that a lot of us have and continue to do some unfortunately dumb things when we're trying to plan for our retirement. I think a lot of that stems from just lack of knowledge. So what are some of the more common mistakes that you see when you are meeting with your clients, and how do you help steer them out of this mistake area and into a better area for their financial future?
Well, before we get into the mistakes, we wanted to talk briefly, because, you know, I'm a movie buff.
I do.
And a historical buff. So,
yes.
You know, I'm going to throw some stuff in, right?
Come on. I'm ready for it.
I remember coming out of an office in Salt Lake City and seeing that dog van or car that they had. Most people don't realize, but that film, much of it was shot here in Salt Lake City.
Because a lot of it was at the ski resort, right?
It was.
Yes.
The Salt Lake City Airport, the Devereaux Mansion was in there, Lakai, the restaurant was there, Park City, Heber, Deer Valley. But I remember seeing that van.
The giant dog.
Just a really, yeah, furry.
Dog mobile.
Yeah, with the big ears and stuff. I walked out of this office and thought, what is that? I didn't know they were filming a movie.
Yeah.
But then, of course, when I saw it in the theater, I thought, that's what it was.
That's
Dumb
right.
and Dumber.
Okay. So things were a little bit less questionable.
Yeah. But we don't want to call anyone dumb as far as their investment style.
Of course not, right.
But there are, we do see some common mistakes. And probably the biggest mistake that we see is people, when they start saving early in their early years, sometimes they will save almost too conservative. Mm. It's not good to put your money in a bank or a money market account and save there for 30 years and it's only growing at 1 or 2%. That's not a smart idea.
Okay.
A better approach, of course, would be put it in mutual funds, something that's going to grow. Now, the opposite is also true. Some people will have too aggressive a portfolio once they retire or they're getting close to retirement. And instead of shifting into bonds or annuities, something more conservative, they invest like they did when they were in their 20s, and the market takes this huge downturn. They lose 30, 40% of their portfolio, and they wanted to retire next year. That's
right.
Not a good scenario either.
Right.
So you need to use the right investments for the right time of your life so that you're not overextending your risks, and that we help people do that.
Mm-hmm. Going from the dogmobile to the moped and totally redeem yourself.
Absolutely.
So just like what Mark said, whenever people come in with us with poor mutual funds, for example, a lot of people, they just follow what their employer's 401k said and, just invest in whatever X and X and X. And they just say, okay, put my money in that. That's there. I'm just going to let it accumulate for forever. And they never actually look at what those funds are. And a lot of those funds are loaded with all these extra fees and things. And when we do meet with people, we just go over that and say, hey, we don't say it's a dumb decision, like Mark said, but hey, these are funds that aren't very good. And if I were you, I would allocate them into a different sector and go into these better funds. So that way they can make those better returns and a simple change that basically everyone can make.
Yeah, usually it's just some fine tuning that they need to do to improve their financial situation. It's not a complete makeover. But sometimes it's just adjusting some of their risks to be more appropriate and getting into much better mutual funds or annuities, something that's going to perform better for them.
And I think that, like you were saying, we've all been saying, we agree that it's not about being dumb. It's about naivete, if you will. It's just the lack of knowledge. And the good news is that, right. And the good news is it's oftentimes simple little tweaks and simple little fixes to readjust and get you back on the path that you want to be on, right?
Yes.
that's a simple process. And if you would want to know more about making sure that the tweaks and adjustments that need to be made on your own financial plan are happening, Clint and Mark are here to help you. 801-839-4939. So I want to piggyback off of that subject, though, quickly, the idea about the dumb things that we do, and talk about an article that the Washington Post just published saying retirement planning is basically, quote, a guessing game. That was literally the title of the article. So, you know, like, again, it's not about being dumb. It's about lack of education and knowledge. It does not inspire much confidence to read posts like this with titles like this. Somebody coming to meet with you guys, they can obviously expect more than that, right?
Yeah, we don't just pick up the crazy eight ball or look into the crystal ball and guess.
What? You don't have a magic ball?
We don't.
It'd be useful.
We had a magic wand, but it broke.
Oh, it happens.
But it's more of a estimation game rather than a guessing game. It's really about math, trying to figure out, and based upon history, what's going to work best going forward, given certain assumptions. I mean, part of it is we don't know everything that's going to take place. For example, we don't know if someone could tell us the exact date they were going to die. We could tell them exactly when they should take Social Security.
Make your job very easy.
Yeah, very. Yeah. But we don't know those things.
Right.
So you have to make some assumptions. But we don't know when the spouse will pass away. So we want to plan for two lives. And no one knows for certain how the stock market's going to perform over the next several years.
Right.
But we can look back historically and kind of see some averages. And of course, inflation. No one knows for certain. We had hyperinflation for many years, and now we're kind of moderate inflation. So it's important to take all things into consideration. And then it's also important to adjust a client's portfolio as things change. It's not just static.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. That's the thing that separates us from most other financial advisors. We don't just meet with you that one time and say, hey, this is what you got to do. Good luck. You're on your own now.
Right.
We actually continually meet with you and discuss the current changes in the markets and how your life is doing. If you're saving, if you want to buy a boat, if you want to do some more fun things with your life, we can go over those with you and say, if you want to do that, this is how you can make it happen. This is what your finances will look like if you do that. And so as we make those adjustments and new plans for your life, that way your retirement is the way that you want it to be, but you're not just guessing like the article says. It's more of a educated estimate and a painting of the future, not necessarily an exact snapshot, but it's the best painting that you can create with us.
Right. I know there are lots of areas and options where you guys can help us to take some of the guesswork out. Another one of these areas is something that we have talked about before on the show, the idea of the Roth IRA. Ed Slott, a nationally known speaker on the subject of 401ks and IRAs, talks about it being one of his favorite ways to save on taxes.
Roth IRAs remove the uncertainty of what future taxes could do to your retirement income. That's the best way to get Uncle Sam out of your retirement savings for good. And remember, he's not even your real uncle. You know that, right?
I know that you guys have talked about the Roth before on our show. I know that you're fans of the Roth. So let's talk about some of the advantages, but also, are there limitations of a Roth account?
Yeah, Roths, I agree. Roths are one of the best ways to save for retirement, if not the best way. You don't get to deduct the amount you're contributing like you do from a traditional IRA, mm-hmm. but it grows completely tax-free. And when you take the money out, you don't pay any taxes at all on that. So he is correct. It's like freezing your tax liability.
Okay.
And right now, people can put into a Roth. Most people can contribute about $6,000 a year. If you're over the age of 50, you can put in $7,000 a year. There are some limitations. If you're earning too much money, according to the IRS, and the married couple, that's over $203,000, then it kind of drops down on how much you can put in. You might not qualify at all. So there's some different ramifications, but we can help people figure out how much they can contribute to a Roth mm-hmm. and if they're eligible. The one I like even better than a Roth IRA is a Roth 401k. And check with your employer, because a lot of employers now build into their 401k a Roth provision that allows you to save, instead of in the traditional 401k, you put it in the Roth. You can put in $19,000 to $25,000. If you're over age 50, it's up to $25,000. And there's no income limits. So anyone can do a Roth 401k. It doesn't matter what your income is. And that's a great way to sock a lot of money aside and put that aside and invest it. It's a good way to put aside money over your earning years so you have a large retirement income when you're ready to retire, completely tax-free.
And I know that, like I was saying before, you guys are fans of it, but are there any specific limitations that you like to point out to people when it comes to Roths, or do you really just stand behind how great that they are?
Well, again, if you're married and you're filing jointly, if you earn more than $203,000 for a Roth IRA, okay, you won't qualify. So there are some limits.
Okay.
You can only put in so much into a Roth IRA, but you can put in a much larger amount in that 401k.
Right.
And there's no income limits on that 401k. So okay, there is some adjusted gross income limits you have to consider, and we can help you calculate that and see if you're eligible for the Roth or not. And the same holds true for a traditional IRA.
Getting into the finer details, the nitpicky points, if you will. Those are the kinds of things that Mark and Clint are here to help you discover when it comes to Roths and all different ways of planning for your retirement. They want to help you avoid the mistakes and build towards a better future, the kind of future that you are dreaming of for your own retirement. In fact, Mark has even written a book to further simplify the process for you. The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement is the title. And right now is your chance to get a copy of it for free. 801-839-4939. Call to get your copy of the book. And Mark is actually answering your call himself. So while you're talking with him, you can go ahead and plan a time to meet with him and Clint, where they'll sit down with you one-on-one to go over your goals and what you've already worked so hard to save. And then they'll get to work developing a custom financial plan personalized for you, because it's not a cookie-cutter approach when it comes to money. One size does not fit all. This is a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, reduce taxes, and allow you to retire with an income that lasts your lifetime. 801-839-4939. We'll be back with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio right after this.
You've spent decades working hard for your money, and now that you're finally approaching retirement age, it's time to put that money to work for you. See, building a nice nest egg was just the first part of the process. Now you have to figure out how to use that money to actually fund your retirement. And since your retirement could easily last 30 years or longer, that's no easy feat. That's where the team at Cadell Investments can help. Mark Cadell can show you some strategies for using your assets to generate income during your retirement. We're talking about a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you do. We're talking lifetime income. So don't put it off any longer. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
Do you ever have second thoughts about how you've invested your retirement savings? We all do, and that's okay, because it's good to get a second opinion. And that's why the team at Cadell Investments provides a portfolio review service. Mark Cadell can help you determine whether your portfolio is diversified enough, whether it's too aggressive, or maybe even too conservative. In short, he'll take the time to show you where your investments are working and where they're not. And then, if you like, he'll help you fine-tune your portfolio to make it even stronger. You're trying to build the best retirement you possibly can for yourself and your family, and Mark and his team can help you do that. Wouldn't you feel better knowing whether your retirement is on the right track? Call 801-839-4939 today to schedule your complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit them online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Cadell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Welcome back to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell. I'm Heather Branch. 801-839-4939 is our number. We're also online, retirerichtoday.com. So only 17 more shopping days till Christmas. I honestly don't understand, though, why we are always wowed by the time frame.
Wowed.
I mean, why? Why do we end up in a frenzy every year? December 25th, the date does not change. It comes at the same time every year. We should not be surprised when it
seems
comes.
Like it sneaks up on me.
I know. And you're not alone. That's what I'm talking about. You would think that we would, at this point at least, have figured out some sort of better plan in the way of scheduling out for it. Unfortunately, planning for our future and our retirement, that's a different story, because there are many situations where life can throw you a curveball, catching you off guard. Still, there are planners and overachievers in every group. And if you're one of those folks hoping for an early retirement, Yahoo Finance reporter Melody Hom tells CBS that first, you should contribute to your workplace account.
You can max out as much as possible, but also you can start the IRA or the Roth IRA on the side as well. So if you've maxed out on your 401k and you've contributed the $18,000 a year, you can start, open up an IRA or Roth IRA and put in additional income if you are so lush and flush with cash.
Right.
Have you guys ever had a client whose goal was to retire earlier than most? And if so, how did they do that? Like, share the information.
I had a client one time that came into my office, and she's the one that retired earlier than any of my other clients. I met with her when she was about 43, mm-hmm. and that was the first thing she said. I want to retire early. I had no idea what that meant. Of course, everyone wants to retire early. And so she wanted to retire by the time she was age 49.
Wow.
So that, to me, that's really young.
Yeah.
So she's our earliest success story, and how she did it, she was single, so she had no kids, so that saved her like $10 million.
I'm sure.
Sorry, everyone.
No, but she was single, and she was very frugal, and she was more frugal than most people. I admit that right up front,
okay.
So that's part of how she did it.
Okay.
But we helped her put a plan in place to help her get completely out of debt, because once you're out of debt, it doesn't cost that much money to live. And so we helped her save and invest her money. And at age 49, she had enough set aside where she was comfortable and she was confident that she was able to take out enough income every single year to satisfy her basic needs. She wasn't extravagant. That we had to encourage her to spend some money. I had to tell her, please, go spend some of this.
Well, like you said, she was frugal. Yeah. That's how she got to this place.
Mm-hmm. Very frugal, mm-hmm. more frugal than most people. So she was very conservative. She didn't waste anything at all. And so we helped her do that, and she was able to comfortably retire at that age. And then she kicked on Social Security at age 62, and things went very well for her. So it can be done, but it's a matter of discipline, and not everyone is that disciplined. I completely understand that. And she had very low expenses, so she was able to accomplish that goal. But no matter what someone's circumstances are, they're able to do their goals and objectives if they plan and stick with that plan.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things, is setting up that payment plan to, when you do retire, know where the money is going to be coming from and that your nest egg can continue to generate money. And for a lot of early retirees, the big question is, what do you do before you get onto Medicare or Medicaid?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we also go through, is the alternatives to those kind of insurance and health share plans and things like that. So people that do want to retire early, it is possible, and we can help you to do it. You just have to follow and stick to the plan.
Be disciplined. Have a goal, yeah. Write it down, and then also get a plan and have that written down as well. That's how, I guess, the fastest and easiest way to achieve your goals is by getting a plan together. And Mark and Clint Cadell, they are here to help you figure out these plans. But maybe you don't want to retire early. Maybe you love working and you want to keep doing that as long as possible. All of us differ on what we hope to have in the years ahead. And then when it is time for you to take the leap into your retirement years, being rich in that life will, of course, mean something different for each of us than it does for the next person. So before we move on to the next subject, Mark, just kind of piggybacking on the things you were talking about with your last client, I wanted you to take a moment and explain why this show is called Retire Rich Today and what your definition of that is.
Yeah, we want everyone to be well off when they retire and retire with confidence, knowing that their retirement income is going to last their entire lifetime. And to me, what it means to retire rich is not necessarily a specific dollar amount, but it means that you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last your lifetime. And most of our clients fall into that category. They don't all have $10 million or $5 million or $1 million. Some of them only have a few $100,000, but most of them have some common success stories or key ingredients in their retirement planning, where they have no debt and they have sufficient assets that's predictable, that will pay them income to last their entire lifetime. So they do retire rich.
801-839-4939 if you want to talk to Mark and Clint about your own plan of retirement. And even though what it means to retire rich varies from person to person, something that none of us can escape are those RMDs, required minimum distributions. We all have to take them eventually. With an estimated 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day, it's pretty safe to assume that a lot of our listeners right now are being forced to take RMDs this year, whether they need the money or not. We've talked on the show before about tax strategies. Are there any strategies that could be of help or use with RMDs specifically?
Well, there are lots of different strategies that you can do to avoid the tax liability that RMDs happen. One that we talk about a lot on this show is donations in kind or a charitable contribution that goes directly from your retirement account to your charity of choice. And you get to write that off as a tax deduction, and the charity gets the money there and clear. And then with your RMDs, you can reduce your taxation amount, lengthen your life expectancy. You can also convert, assuming you're already into your RMD stage of life, you should have some of your money into your Roth IRA so that way it can continue to be tax-free instead.
There's obviously a lot of planning when it comes to different ways and options that you can make RMDs not be such a disadvantage. And keeping in the arena of working to discover different strategies to manage RMDs, generally speaking, all of us are continuously looking for easier ways to do things all around in every aspect of our life. And this is where the area of rules of thumb becomes so popular. But when it comes to retirement, some of the more popular rules can actually give us a false sense of security about how prepared we actually are. And I'm sure that you guys have seen this working with your clients. What are some of the more antiquated rules that are commonly practiced and maybe we should not rely on anymore?
When I first started in the industry, a lot of people talked about this 4% withdrawal rate rule.
Yeah.
That people could safely withdraw 4% from their retirement accounts and their accounts would keep growing. They just reposition their stocks and bonds a little bit and the money will last forever.
Okay.
Well, that only works when the markets are appreciating and growing in value. But if we get stuck in a sideways market, where the market's not growing or even a slight decline for a decade, that 4% rule does not work at all. In fact, people can actually run out of money using that 4% rule. So these rules are just general guidelines. They're certainly not anything to bank on as a reliable rule. So it needs to be adjusted and changed from time to time. We often used to hear that people need $1 million to retire, and it sounds like a lot of money, right?
Everybody, right. Though that what was that. The book, the Millionaire Next Door, and it was like if you had $1 million, you're good, you're set. But that's not the case anymore.
Well, for a lot of people, it's fine, and that's more than sufficient. Okay. Some people come in our office, and they might have $1 million, they might have $500,000, but the labor statistics estimated that the average person needed not just $1 million at age 65 to generate $50,000 a year. They assumed that they need $1.5 million to even consider. With inflation at 3%, it brings it closer to $2.4 million. So the nest egg rule doesn't apply to everyone, but realistically, $1 to $3 million makes your retirement more comfortable, but it's not absolutely necessary. We've seen a lot of people retire with much less and have had great retirement income.
Are there any, we were talking about old rules, are there any new rules that you say and think that are applicable nowadays?
Well, the thing that we always talk about almost every show is to make sure that as you're getting ready to retire that you are debt-free.
Right.
And the reason why we say that is because once, like Mark always says, once you are debt-free, you get to, that reduces a lot of your expenses every month without paying the mortgage or paying off a car, and that extra money ends up generating a lot more comfortable living for you, it turns out, when you're not paying somebody else. So that's one of the big rules for us that people can hopefully live by and make that goal for them.
Yeah, we like people to be completely out of debt before they retire. It's not always possible, but that's our goal for people, is to have them completely debt-free by the time they retire. Then retirement income or retirement planning is so much more pleasant. I've seen over the decades that people really enjoy their retirement much more, have less stress if they don't have any debt.
Getting out of debt, what a great plan. What a great goal to have. Maybe you can make that your New Year's resolution coming up. And
yes.
Mark and Clint, they are here to help you achieve these goals. There's a lot to keep in mind when planning for your retirement, just starting with the one challenge to get out of debt. But the Cadells, They can help simplify the process. Mark has even written it all down in his book titled The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. In it, he's listed out steps to take now so that you can enjoy the kind of retirement that you were dreaming of. And we're actually going to get a copy over to you today for free, 801-839-4939. The first 10 callers will get a copy of the book. Plus, Mark is going to actually be answering the phone personally. So when you're on the phone with him, you can go ahead and set up a time to meet with him and Clint. They'll personally sit down with you to answer your questions and chat about your retirement goals. And that's when they get to work, developing a financial plan specific to those goals. It's not a cookie cutter approach when it comes to your money. One size does not fit all. This is a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, reduce taxes, and allow you to retire with an income that lasts your lifetime. So call for your copy of Mark's book and set up your time to meet with him and Clint, all complimentary to you listening to KSL today. 801-839-4939. Guys, that's all the time we have, but thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
You too. Thank you so much, Heather.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Well, have a great weekend, everybody else listening.
We'll see you back here next time for more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some other debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help design a plan to generate lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for over 30 years, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.